This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. Britain's ambassador to the United States, Kim Derrick, has resigned. As Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports, the resignation came after President Donald Trump became infuriated by leaked confidential memos in which Derrick had called the Trump administration inept and incompetent.
Kim Derrick branded the Trump administration inept, insecure, and incompetent. He said in his resignation letter, the current situation was making it impossible for him to carry out his role as he'd like. Trump said he'd no longer deal with him. UK Prime Minister Theresa May, who has backed Derrick, said she regretted he felt the need to resign.
Good government depends on public servants being able to give full and frank advice. I want all our public servants to have the confidence to be able to do that.
Derrick's memos were leaked to a British newspaper, drawing a salvo of Trump Twitter attacks on both the ambassador and, quote, foolish May for standing by him.
Lucy Fielder of Reuters. President Donald Trump said Wednesday he would soon substantially increase economic sanctions against Iran, even as the United States accused Tehran of nuclear extortion by breaching the 2015 nuclear treaty. The U.S. said in a statement to an emergency International Atomic Energy Agency meeting in Vienna that there is no credible reason for Iran to expand its nuclear program, and there is no way to read this as anything other than a crude and transparent attempt to extort payments from the international community. Iran is already reeling from sanctions imposed by Trump on the Islamic Republic when he pulled the U.S. out of the nuclear accord last year. Tehran has been appealing to the remaining signatories to the deal to help it overcome the crippling effect of U.S. sanctions. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Another accuser has emerged in the sexual abuse case against billionaire hedge fund manager Jeffrey Epstein. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Jennifer Arose says it happened at Epstein's Manhattan mansion in 2002 when she was 15.
He raped me. Forcefully raped me.
After months of giving him massages that often led to sex acts.
He had no intentions of stopping, and that's what he wanted, that's what he got.
Arose tells NBC's Today show she never reported the rape.
I was just too scared. I didn't really want to go, you know, public with it.
She's now filed court papers ahead of suing him. Epstein pleaded not guilty this week to federal charges that do not include Arose's allegations. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Meanwhile, U.S. Labor Secretary Alex Acosta dismissed calls for him to resign for a non-prosecution deal he worked out with Jeffrey Epstein when Acosta was a U.S. attorney in Florida. Acosta has been the target of criticism that the plea bargain allowed Epstein to continue his sexually predatory behavior. The Labor Secretary said Wednesday that that was not the case.
The goal here was straightforward. Put Epstein behind bars, ensured he registered as a sexual offender, provide victims with the means to seek restitution, and protect the public by putting them on notice that a sexual predator was in their midst.
The deal allowed Epstein to serve 13 months in jail and register as a sex offender. He was also allowed to leave jail every day to go to work and come back at night. On Monday, the U.S. attorney in Manhattan said that it was not bound by the plea deal and accused Epstein of luring dozens of girls, some as young as 14, and coercing them into sex acts. Epstein remains in jail while he awaits his bond hearing. A new report is calling attention to allegations detained migrant children are being mistreated by Customs and Border Protection at facilities in Arizona. NBC News reported Tuesday it obtained accounts of nearly 30 children whose stories were documented by case managers from the Department of Health and Human Services. The report cited several cases, including one boy who said agents from CBP took away mats from cells and forced children to sleep on a concrete floor because they complained about the taste of the food and water they received. Other cases cited included children being given only a Mylar blanket and made to sleep outside, and of being denied the chance to make phone calls or to take a shower. The report quoted a CBP spokesperson as saying the allegations do not align with common practice at their facilities and will be fully investigated. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.